Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Dr. Niall Breen, who's of course a GP with Portmarnock GP Clinic. Niall, good afternoon. How are you? How are things?
Very well, thank you.
Yeah. Now, loads of messages coming in for Niall this afternoon. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. My 8-year-old daughter suffers occasionally from bad tummy aches to the point that she needs to lie down. She's on the sofa for about an hour. I can't see the connection with the food that she's eaten. Only seems to happen every couple of months. Her dad has sensitive bowel syndrome, so I'm wondering perhaps if that could be it. The last time it happened after a pizza party, and I started thinking maybe along the lines of gluten intolerance. I'm worrying if I go to the GP, I'll be dismissed because she's no symptoms most of the time and is a perfectly happy and healthy child. Niall.
Yeah, okay. Well, firstly, if she goes to her doctor, she won't be dismissed. Okay, so her child sounds like they kind of need to be examined definitely. So you'd like to get their kind of weight and height and a few basic indices to make sure that's all okay. We see these kind of things in children quite regularly, and it's not that it's in the child's head, but there can be a psychological component to it, causes kind of things like adrenaline release and things like that. And that can give them kind of stomach discomfort. And they can also, children can get a condition called mesenteric adenitis, where they get swollen glands, like you or I might get in our neck if we had an infection. They can get it around their tummy, and it can be quite sore, and it can mimic things like appendicitis. So, and a child as well, just in case there is the very unlikely event there is anything from a gynecological perspective going on. So that person wouldn't be dismissed, and I think that they should consider going along and seeing somebody about it.
Yeah, they need to go to the GP.
Okay. I think so, yeah.
Another listener is wondering, Niall, they say their husband has extremely bad breath. His dental hygiene is good though when he gets regular teeth cleaning and dental visits. I'm wondering, could it be something wrong with his gut, asks this texter.
Yeah, so we see people with bad breath all the time. It's called halitosis, and dental hygiene is essential, but also you'd want to make sure the person isn't a smoker, that they're not overeating on kind of sugary foods and junk foods, things like that. Alcohol can also cause it. They say you probably shouldn't rinse your mouth out after you brush your teeth. I think it's something to do with the way the toothpaste works, that it kind of works a bit better on the gums and things like that. So it's, as to whether it's something to do with the gut, I wouldn't necessarily be convinced that it is. And it's usually lifestyle based. It unfortunately can be quite persistent and quite difficult to treat, but they're off to a good start if their dental hygiene is good.
Yeah. Okay. So is it a trip back to the dentist then, or a trip back to the GP?
I don't think so. I think I'd have a look. I'd have a look over your sort of whole diet, lifestyle, etc. And maybe look at the foods you're eating. Some things, as we know, like garlic, onions, things like that can make the breath that little bit worse. Okay. So I'd have a look at lifestyle factors first.
Okay. Listener is wondering, Niall, about their knee. They have a pain in their knee, but it's only whenever they kneel on it. Mm. What could be the issue?
Yeah, so it's very possible that they have a condition called bursitis. So your knee, not, you know, briefly has a few pockets of natural fluid around it that act as shock absorbers. And if the person is kneeling and that's causing pain, it probably means the bone is pressing on this. It's outside of the knee and it can be quite uncomfortable and quite sore. So that would be my first thought. Could potentially be something within the knee itself. They could have a little bit of fluid, and if there's like fluid in a knee, it's like sticking a pencil into a hinge. It just won't close properly. So I would probably take, provided they were okay, to an anti-inflammatory, maybe rest it a little bit and see how it goes.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question today for Dr. Niall Breen. This listener says, this is a direct quote, "I snore like a bear and my poor husband gets very broken sleep. I'm wondering what's the absolute best thing I can do to help."
Okay. Again, if somebody's snoring like a bear, I suppose.
Their words, not ours.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They would need to be examined. Okay. So you'd want to make sure that they could have enormous tonsils or adenoids or something like that. It could be that, again, you'd want to look into lifestyle factors. Is it somebody who drinks heavily? I don't know if it is or not. Are they on anything that we're prescribing them, like a hypnotic or something that makes them sleepy? Oftentimes you'll see things advertised that kind of open the airways and masks and things like that. I would never get something like that unless I had come through a specialist. So,
really?
I think so. You see these things
advertised. You see them online on Instagram, yeah.
You do. I would probably steer clear of most of those.
Right.
And I would go and see a specialist, and they would appraise the person, but they usually talk about lifestyle factors first. So again, things like weight loss, diet, things like that, just to warn the person.
Okay. Listener says, I've suddenly started to get very heavy periods. I'm 40. I'm wondering, could it be perimenopause or what could be causing the issue?
It certainly could be perimenopause. So somebody of 40 is a little bit young. The average age of menopause is around 51, and perimenopause will be within a few years of that. So for this person, I think you'd want to know, is there a pattern here? Was this just a one-off, or was this something that has been ongoing for a while? Have the periods been changing for a number of months? Have they missed a period? Have they skipped a period? Probably always worth doing a pregnancy test as well if the person is sexually active, okay? And having a look at what medications they're taking. Maybe worth getting a set of bloods, make sure things like the thyroid and basic things that we can reverse in general practice are okay. Also, are their smears up to date? So there's a little bit of few things to go through there, but this is something that we do see.
Okay. Listener says, I have really itchy skin under my little toe where my toe meets my foot. It drives me crazy. The blisters keep coming up in that area, making it really difficult to walk. The blisters eventually pop, or I pop them, and that relieves it until about a week later when the whole process starts all over again.
So a blister. Not really sure what that is. It sounds like they're getting like minor infections or something like that around the skin area. It's probably something that they need even a topical antibiotic for or something, if it's kind of blistering, and because a blister will often have fluid or pus in it, then it breaks and the skin is broken underneath. Not really certain. Maybe they could be labeling something a blister, but it's actually like a little verruca or something like that. It's probably something that does need to be looked at, really.
Okay. This texter says, my daughter, who's 14, has a bunion. She does ballet and other forms of dance, but I'm wondering what is the best treatment for her.
So a bunion is where your big toe, the base of it, kind of pushes inwards, and your big toe tends to go towards overlapping your second toe and other toes. Now, we normally see it in people sort of 60 plus. So seeing it in 14 would be quite rare. She does ballet. I don't know if that really would contribute to it. I don't know much about ballet, but I know the shoes are quite lightweight.
Where you're standing on your toes.
Yeah, you're standing on your toes. But I know the shoes are quite lightweight, and we tend to see it in people who would wear kind of heels and more pointed shoes. But 14 is very young. If I had a parent who sent in that to me, I would ask them to bring the child in and have a look.
Yeah, bring them into a GP.
Yeah, I think
okay.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, okay. 087 1400 106 is the number. I'm in my early 30s and since my late 20s have increasingly worse indigestion. I had it for about 4 days, including an episode of vomiting. My dad and my granddad had ulcers, so should I be worried? My doctor just gave me stronger indigestion tablets that are prescription only. Any thoughts?
Again, I'm afraid this is one of those ones where lifestyle plays a big part. So if somebody's under a lot of stress, if they're a smoker, if they're a heavy drinker, if they like lots of spicy food, then that's going to potentially cause them to get ulcers. It might be worth sending off a sample of their stool through their GP to check for a particular bacteria called H. pylori, which is relatively common and can contribute to ulcers in the stomach. Ultimately, if the medication isn't working, that person probably needs a gastroscopy, which is a camera into the stomach, to have a look.
Okay. This texter says, do I have to stop the pill at 40? My BMI is 20. I don't drink or smoke. I did have one aunt who received a breast cancer diagnosis after 60. I tried to stop taking it previously, but my hair fell out and my moods and skin were all affected.
So being 40 is not an absolute reason to stop the pill. You can continue on it, but we would usually say we would continue on it with precautions because your risk of side effects do increase. But there will be certainly women out there in their 40s who would still take the pill, having considered the risks and weighing up the risk versus the benefits from taking it. So her BMI is fine. She's not a smoker. Her aunt's having a breast cancer diagnosis after 60, to my mind, wouldn't affect things. But this is probably somebody that normally I would like to see every 6 months just to check in and make sure that they're doing okay. But 40 isn't an absolute reason to stop the pill.
Okay. This texter says, my heel gets very sore quite regularly and it's uncomfortable to walk. Any advice?
It sounds like a condition called plantar fasciitis. So assuming this person hasn't had some kind of injury or playing sport or something like that, there's a tendon that attaches into your heel bone, and they call it policeman's heel. So it's from people who walk around a lot. And it can get very, very sore. It can be quite tricky to treat again. Pain relief, rest, ice it, elevate it. Again, all the fairly mundane things. But it does settle in time for most people. Intervention, scanning, X-raying scans not usually indicate.
Okay. Finally, Niall, I'm 30, male. I have muscle twitching in my calf and Achilles for the past 5 weeks. No pain, only happens when I rest. I have been to a neurologist and they're not concerned. Any idea what might be causing it?
So that's a thing called a fasciculation, which is where your muscle just kind of twitches by itself. And if this person has been to see a neurologist, I certainly wouldn't be trying to trump what they have said to that person. A fasciculation in that context or a muscle twitch is almost certainly a natural phenomenon. And if I was that person and had seen a neurologist, I would be very reassured by that.
Yeah, take that as that's the final word.
They know a lot more about this than I do.
All right. Listen, Niall Breen, thanks a million, Niall, as always, for coming in to answer listener questions today. That is Dr. Niall Breen, who is a GP at the Portmarnock Clinic.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.